Third speaker is Paul from San Diego. Hey, Paul. Good to see you. Good to know.
My name is Paul. I'm an alcoholic. I'm from Hawaii. No. This is an honest program. I got this loud shirt just in case anybody wants to go to sleep. You know, they wake up with looking at this shirt. But my sobriety date is February 26, 2001. And I just I recently had a birthday, and it was very special to me, you know, and I'm just glad to be a part of. And I just want to do it really briefly. I basically want to qualify myself, letting you know that I was out there, and I drank like a fish, and I drugged, and I did all kinds of stuff, and I was not very proud of. But one time I knew I had a problem when I all of a sudden went for a ride in North Park, and I had a bottle of 151, and I was with my girlfriend, and all of a sudden we decided, I was tripping on acid, but anyways, we decided to go catnapping, and the deal was I would go in my car, and we would go through the neighborhoods and see how many cats I could put in the car. And so what happened is we got the first little kitty, and we got him in. And all of a sudden, he started freaking out. And, so our catnapping adventure didn't work out very good. So, but anyways, I knew I had a problem with that, you know. And then one time I went fishing, and I got extremely drunk, and we ran out of beer, and I started drinking red wine. And I lost it all out in the ocean. And I came back, you know, I kind of borrowed my brother's fishing tackle box and his fishing rods without asking. And it got stolen from me. And I had to tell him that, you know, that I lost all that. And he was really pissed off. But anyways, I'm really nervous today. I just want to tell you about my sobriety, you know. My sobriety is incredible, you know. I started coming to the meetings at Water Walkers over here. But at the beginning, I started coming in and, I wanted to social drink, you know. But I couldn't, you know. And at that time, I was living in PB. And my roommate worked at the liquor barn, and he was the manager of it. And liquor barn went out of business, but he used to. We used to go to a supply the house, and I would go to a liquor barn with a little shopping cart, and load it up with half gallons, and put cases underneath, and I had a pretend receipt, and I would walk out, and that's when I started drinking pretty heavy, and that's where I started drinking. I discovered a shot and a beer in the morning will get me started, you know. And then it got worse. It got really worse. And so I said, you know what? I need to move out of PB. So I moved to PB, OB, North Park, everywhere. And the problem still was with me, you know. And so I hate when that happens. So I started coming into the meetings, and right away, what I heard is I heard my story, but I was not quite satisfied with myself that I could, that I was an alcoholic. So I would get 30 days, 60 days, and I would go out, you know. And after a while, coming in and out of these rooms, I started getting the program. But, you know, if I followed the suggestions and what they told me is get a sponsor and work the steps, and I started doing that, and I started getting into the program, and I loved it, you know. And but I was still not satisfied, so I would go drinking, thinking about AA meetings, you know. And And I would go drinking across over here at Pal Joey's, and I would come out, and they would catch me, you know. It was like, hey, weren't you at a meeting last week? And I was like, yeah. So anyway, so, but, you know, I just kept on coming. You know, I just kept on coming no matter what. And, you know, I have, it just, my life has changed tremendously, you know. Today, I don't have to pick up a drink or a drug, you know, and I've been sober for a while, and life is beautiful. And but what I did is I went to retreats. I remember when I went to a retreat in Oceanside, and I kind of got freaked out because we were in a little mission, and I was just like going, oh my gosh, we got to stay here the whole weekend, you know, and so I couldn't figure it out. And then all of a sudden, our retreat master was a little pastor, and he started talking about his disease, you know, and he told us that with his robes, he used to get a little fifth, come out and start drinking, you know, and it, you know, it kind of made it easy, you know, and I started feeling part of and the fellowship. And as I grew, I did retreats. I did what is asked for me, you know, and I started having fun in AA. You know, just last week, a couple of weeks ago, my brother passed away, and he was only 58 years old. And you know what? I think AA, because I didn't have to pick up a drink, or and I felt the meaning of a true pain without getting loaded, and it was the hardest thing I had to do, you know, and one of the hardest things. But you know what? I had enough programming in myself that I didn't have to pick up a drink. You know, there are so many things that I'm grateful for, you know, and just, you know, who would have thunk this in 2007? This meeting started, you know, and look at it now. It's a beautiful thing, you know, and I just want to. Let everybody know, you know, I want to thank for the people that thought of this meeting, and it's a beautiful thing. And so anyways, I have done a lot of things in AA, but the best things, when I am into myself and I started, you know, kind of isolating, you know, I know that I have to share with another alcoholic. And one of the hardest things was for me is to pick up that phone. And, you know, I weighed a lot, you know. And so basically I started picking up the phone and working with others. And one of the best things I ever did is share one-on-one with another alcoholic. And it just made me feel so good. I could relate. I could just be there for them. And those are the gifts that I got in the program, you know. And you know, getting together with today in my life, I don't have to. I just don't hang around with the people that I drank with, you know. And I changed my life, and I started hanging around with people that were sober, you know. I started realizing that I could go fishing without drinking, you know. I just couldn't believe it how much fun it was, you know. And going to Chargers games without getting kicked out, you know. And remembering the whole game, you know. So. I'm really enjoying sobriety, you know, and I get to see it in my family because this is a family disease, you know, and 80% of my family is affected by alcohol or drugs in some way. And the next generation of our family, they're seeing us not necessarily picking up a drink or drugging because that's how I grew up, you know. It was a gathering, and the first thing it was about drinking and having fun. But after that, it started getting worse, you know. And but nowadays, we can show them that we don't have to drink and drug to have fun. And I've done a lot of crazy things in the sober in the program. You know, I go to retreats, the Rocky Riders retreats, you know, and have a lot of fun, you know. And you know, I can act crazy, and I can and I don't have to worry about the cops pulling me over, you know. That is a relief, you know. I see them now, I just like, I want to wave to them, you know. Because I know that I got nothing to hide, you know. You know, going back to my early sobriety too, at 2 years, I was getting ready to take a 2-year cake. And all of a sudden, I realized that I was not doing this program the correct way. Well, basically, what I was doing, I was smoking a little marijuana and going to meetings, you know, and I thought, man, this is the way to read the big book, you know. It's like, you know, it made sense, you know, and it just, oh, I was getting really spiritual with this stuff, you know. And deep inside, I knew that it was going to start all over again. And it all started with just a little bit, and it progressed, and then go get it and all that stuff. And I knew I was gonna drink again. And so what I did is I went to my sponsor's house, and I asked him, what should I do, you know? And he goes, if I was you, I would change my sobriety date. And that's one of the hardest things I had to do, just because I was getting ready to take a cake, and I just say, no, I'm not taking a cake. I got to change my sobriety date. But that was the best thing I ever did, because now I have nothing on my back. I have nothing to hide. I mean, clean and sober. And I know that if I follow the suggestions in this book, I would I have a chance of staying sober. But I see a lot of examples. I've seen a lot of people go out of this program with double digits and stuff like that. And that's why I take my insurance. I go to my meetings and stay within the fellowship, and I just do it one day at a time, because I know that in here, just a little time alone, I could get dangerous, you know, and I could start rationalizing, one little drink, you know, and you know, I remember one time I went out and I said, I'm just going to drink near beer, you know, and within the progression started, and I was buying cases at a time. And then I was getting pissed off because I was not getting, and I was going, well, it doesn't have no alcohol, you know, and I was just teasing myself, you know. And I tell you what, the program is a blessing for me, and it's for all of us, you know. And I want to welcome the newcomers, you know, and keep coming back. Give it a chance, you know. And thank you very much.